This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
For decades, many gay and bisexual men have been excluded from donating blood, which is a legacy of the HIV/AIDS crisis in the 1980s and policies that haven't kept pace with science. But that's about to change with new rules that allow most gay and bisexual men to donate plasma regardless of recent sexual activity. Joining us is Yasmin Mowat, Clinical Project Manager at the Kirby Institute, who's been closely involved in the research. Yasmin, welcome to Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thank you very much.
What exactly is changing from July 14 when it comes to plasma donation?
So with regards to plasma donation, lifeblood are introduced in what they call the plasma pathway. And under this policy, all restrictions relating to sexual activity will be removed for plasma donation, except for those who have recently had sex with a partner known to have HIV or another blood-borne virus, such as hepatitis B or hepatitis C. And this will mean that most people will be able to donate plasma immediately, provided they meet all of the other criteria.
For years, gay and bisexual men were asked to abstain from sex for months just to donate. Why were those restrictions put in place, and why are they now no longer necessary?
So the restrictions were put in place in the 1980s and at the peak of the HIV epidemic. And anal sex is known to have a much higher rate of transmission of HIV. Now HIV rates are much lower than what they were in the 1980s. In 2003, we had 722 new HIV notifications, and that's equal to 2.7 per 100,000 population. Whilst in the 1980s, it was more than 10 per 100,000 population. And it's actually considered to be higher because the testing rates were a lot lower than what they are now. And also tests for HIV have massively improved since the 1980s. The first test that were developed back then took around 3 months after acquiring HIV to be able to detect the infection in the blood. Whilst now with nucleic acid testing, which is the modern way to test, they're much more highly sensitive, and they can detect HIV within 7 to 10 days of acquiring the infection.
Yasmin, when will the same changes be applied to whole blood donations?
So that's under review. We are working with Lifeblood. We'll be monitoring the blood supply, the risk of the blood supply, we'll be working with Lifeblood to safely remove any remaining barriers.
What about
they have? Sorry.
Please continue.
They have just had a gender-neutral risk assessment for whole blood. Approved. So whilst the barriers are not entirely removed, under the gender neutral risk assessment, everybody, regardless of their gender, will be asked if in the last 6 months they have had a new partner or multiple partners. And if they say yes to those questions, they'll be asked if they've had anal sex in the last 3 months. And those who say yes will be unable to donate blood for 6 months. But they will still be eligible for donating plasma.
Yes, but I imagine being asked about your sex life in a blood donation questionnaire might feel confronting. What did your research show about public attitudes to that?
We did a national survey, and we found that most Australians were mostly comfortable with being asked the questions about new partners and having had anal sex. There were certain there were some people who were less comfortable. They tend to be people from some like different countries of birth and different religious backgrounds. So we're working closely with lifeguards to ensure that you know, they're educated and the rationale for these questions, they'll be educated on the necessity of these questions, which will hopefully make them feel more comfortable.
We've seen similar changes rolled out in the UK and Canada. Have those reforms been safe and successful?
Yeah, yeah. So they've made very similar changes in the UK, Canada and the Netherlands. And yeah, they've seen no drop in donors and no evidence of increased risk to the blood supply.
Well, in terms of, I suppose, the increase in potential donors, what are you expecting?
So we've estimated that about, under the plasma pathway, we estimate about 620,000 more people become eligible to donate plasma. And Lifeblood anticipates this to equate to an extra 24,000 donors and 95,000 extra donations of plasma each year.
Why is donating plasma and donating blood, why are the rules different for each of those?
So the rules for each are different because with plasma, there are techniques that kill viruses and bacteria, so the rules are less strict than for whole blood.
Okay. Yasmin, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for walking us through this long overdue change.
Okay, thank you very much, Warren.
Thank you. Yasmin Mowat, Clinical Project Manager at the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales. For more info about eligibility, visit lifeblood.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.